This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Pro farming groups aren't feeling the love on a state level when it comes to things like the What's Upstream campaign. But changes of attitude with a new presidential administration could mean favorable changes.
We believe the excellent media coverage that's gone around here, as well as the efforts of Safe Family Farming and other farm groups such as the Washington Farm Bureau and the State Dairy Federation to bring this to the attention of this administration have really paid dividends in terms of the focus. We hope it will result in following through in some of the requests that we have made to them.
Safe Family Farming's Gerald Barron hopes EPA or any federal funding is stopped.
The fact is, the sponsors of What's Upstream have said they will be renewing the What's Upstream campaign, and they may very well again be using federal dollars, because if there's no accountability, who is there to stop them from doing it? So we are definitely requesting this administration to cut off that funding, to stop that funding, as well as to repay the money that has been misspent on the campaign in the past. So we hope, given the change in administration, that the activist groups who want to attack farming, certainly they can do that, but they should not be allowed to do that with our own money.
Barron says What's Upstream has given no timeline on when they might restart the campaign, asking for wider buffer zones around any waterways on farmland, but the website still exists and is filled with lies and distortions.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.